91.7 KXT. Craig Finn is here in the studio. Craig Finn playing tonight at Club Dada. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Clear Heart Full Eyes is the name of your solo record, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that. But you want to start off with a song?
Yeah, we're going to start with a song called Western Pier. Someone saw something just east of here. I came up on the Western Pier. There's one thing you should know about. Christ is watching me right now. Someone saw something and they shot it down. I spent 7 months in another town. The night I walked down on the beach, the night I saw them watching me. Roll up, put the cuffs on, and then they drove me deep into the valley. Just judge, look me over, said I'm sorry, you don't have to keep running, but you best be leaving. Can't take away all the parts of you. Make you do the things you do. Girls that live inside my heart, keep coming up the boulevard. Roll up, they pledge their loving, and then they drive you halfway to a breakdown. You just judge, luck me over, said I'm sorry, love's been such a letdown. Let's proceed with the shakedown. And he's kind, and he's just, forgives us for our avarice and lust. And I don't even know what's east of here. I came up on the Western Pier.
Very nice. It's Craig Finn live on 91.7 KXT. The show tonight is at Club Dada. Craig just put out a solo record called Clear Heart, Full Eyes. And it's funny, I keep screwing up the name of the album. And I just figured it out the other day, because sometimes I'm a little slow, even if something's right in front of me, that the title is kind of inverted from Friday Night Lights, which you're a fan of, but yet has nothing to do with the solo record except for the title.
That's correct. Well, the one thing, you know, the record was done. I needed a title, and I was thinking about something that made a little nod to Texas, which is where I made the record, in Austin, Texas. So I started playing around with the Friday Night Lights. You know, they would say, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, before they took the field. And I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I started mixing up the words. So it's kind of a deliberately juxtaposed, jumbled nod to Friday Night Lights, but none of the songs are about Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you wrote the songs at your house in Brooklyn, and then, you know, came up with these great musicians in Austin, you know, members from from White Denim, Will from Centromatic, also members of Heartless Bastards. How did you get the band together?
Well, it was actually, I decided to work with the producer, Mike McCarthy, and when, in our talks, I said, well, one of the things as producer I want you to do is put together a band. And I had not met any of them when they came in on a Monday morning to make the record. Shook their hands and got to work. And by Friday night, we had 14 songs recorded. So it was he did a great job in putting together the band. And, you know, it was cool. Met a lot of friends. And Ricky here is touring with me in the touring band. So it was a real cool way to make a record.
Yeah, and doing a great job on Pedal Steel.
Yeah.
And so these songs... you know, it generally when an artist makes a solo record, there's that, you know, the idea that they're testing out things they can't do with the band. But, I mean, it does sound that they're, you know, these are hold steady-esque songs at times, but it's you know, slightly a quieter side, I guess, is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, I wanted to do something that wasn't quite as loud and kind of let the narratives kind of come through a little more. I definitely think it's like more spacious, wide open, and quite a bit quieter than the hold steady. And certainly the way we approach the songwriting. I mean, the Hold Steady, I really just write the words and the vocals. So, you know, by kind of fleshing out songs more, I think that's one huge difference.
So what was it like then when you finally all first played that show at Frank's back in, what was that, early December in Austin? It had to have been nerve-wracking to get up there.
It was funny. I've been in the Hold Steady for like 8 years now. We've done 1,000 shows probably, and it was the first time in many years that I was nervous. So, and I guess that was kind of one of the qualities of this project I was looking for, is to kind of push myself outside of my comfort zone and do something that that might scare me a little or intimidate me, and see what the results would be, you know, when I get back to the Hold Steady.
Yeah. It's always good to, you know, push yourself out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's Craig Finn on 91.7 KXT's show tonight at Club Dada. You want to do another song?
Yeah, we're going to do, from the record, a song called Jackson. Jackson was an actor, at least he was when he was well. Stephanie was good to be, but not so much to herself. We were holed up in a hotel room from August to November. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and the rest I don't remember. Stephanie appeared to me in the back half of the theater. We met up with Jackson on the Strand a few days later. We pulled our funds and made a run. We were foolproof when it counted. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and it didn't seem all that crowded. So I asked him about Jackson. It was a long time ago. Nothing really happened. Why ask him about Jackson? Jackson just got restless, couldn't take the lack of action. He was sort of like a shark, he just had to keep on swimming. The sailors kept coming off the boats down at the harbor. It was difficult to stop. It was easy to get started. Stephanie came on strong, but suddenly went weak. She seemed a little speedy, and her tongue worked at her teeth. And the sirens came behind us. It was a bit before we heard it. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and for a while it felt just perfect. So I asked him about Jackson. It was a long time ago, nothing really happened. Someone said he ended up in Denver. Someone said he went to Kansas City. Someone said he went off the deep end. Some said he was living there already. One day Jackson just didn't show up to the party. Jackson just didn't show up to the party.
Stephanie was long on looks and short on mental health. So depression is an ocean and it's prone to tides and swells. Anxiety's persistent, it's an ambitious politician. Keeps knocking at your door until you come and let it in. I think that Jackson let it in. Jackson let it in.
Thank you. That sounded great.
Thanks.
It's Craig Finn live on 91.7 KXT. Clear Heart, Full Eyes is the new record. The show tonight is at Dada. It's the second night of the tour. And, you know, as we mentioned, really, this is your first show, solo show, outside of Austin. So
yeah,
it's kind of like history tonight.
History is being made tonight. It's actually the first scheduled show of the tour. Last night was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, the hole-in-the-wall thing. And,
yeah.
And how did it go?
It was great. All the guys in the band that are playing with me on tour, all their normal bands, regular bands in Austin played. So it was a good send-off. And it's always fun to be at the hole-in-the-wall. It's a great little room.
Yeah, yeah. The glory days of the UT strip there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Craig, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Playing tonight at Club Dada. And that's it from 91.7 KXT.